Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the fear of Allah, and specifically it is about the fruits that the fear of Allah bears and leads to. As you know, the fear of Allah is one of the most central, perhaps the most central virtue in the totality of Islamic morals and ethics, to the extent that in the Holy Quran, as you know, God Almighty says that the noblest of you human beings is the one who is the most fearful of God and the most pious. In this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet, he describes the results and the fruits that the fear of Allah leads to. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Allah, blessed and most high, says, by my honor and majesty." So this hadith, as you can see, it is a hadith qudsi, or a sacred hadith. As you know, these are types of hadith in which the Prophet or one of the A'imma alayhim as-salam, they relate something from God Almighty directly. Similar to the case of the Quran. The Quran is God's words, and so are these sacred hadith. The difference is that these sacred hadith are not technically a part and parcel of revelation in the Quran. In any case, the Prophet relates the following from God himself. God says, "By my honor and majesty," so he swears by his honor and majesty, indicating the importance of the subject, "I do not combine two types of fear for my servant, neither do I combine two types of security for him. If he feels secure from me and my punishment in this world, I will frighten him on the day of resurrection. And if he fears me in this world, I will provide security for him on the day of resurrection." So, therefore, based on this hadith, we can say that one of the fruits of the fear of God is the fact, in this world, is the fact that in the hereafter, this person who adopted the fear of God, was afraid of God in this world, he will not be afraid and he will remain safe in the hereafter, and God will grant him security, you know, from the fire of hell. Whereas conversely, if somebody is not afraid of God in this world and he doesn't be careful about God's stipulates and his laws and his ordinances in this world, then in the hereafter, this person will be extreme, you know, obviously he will be afflicted with fear and insecurity on the day of resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the fruits and consequences of the fear of God and the adoption of the fear of God in this world. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد